Springfield. Welcome to Warner Brothers recording artist Bettle Fleck and the Flecktones. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, how are you doing? It's great to see so many people here. In fact, I can sort of see some of you. Lights are, I can't see. Yeah, hey, people all the way up there, huh? Hey, how's it going up there? Is the air thinner? We really appreciate you braving the cold weather to come out tonight. We really do. It's been an exciting trip through the South these last few days in our trusty bus with some heat. And we've been having a great trip. This week, we've been out for about 10 days. This is going to be the last night of this little trip. And we're thrilled to have Paul McCandless with us once again. I think the last time we were here might have been one of Paul's first gigs that he had played with us. And so we've been taking advantage of having him around. And learned a whole bunch of new tunes. In fact, that last tune was a brand new tune that we just started playing a couple of days ago. There once was a fellow we knew who played with not one reed, but two. He didn't sound mellow like that Kenny G fellow, but his face turned real red when he blew. We had a lot of time in the bus. We got most of it. Thank you. Excuse me. That was a lot of fun. That's a tune called Blue Bop from an album called, anybody know what album that's on? Is that on Cosmic Hippo? Okay. Speaking of Cosmic Hippo, we have instituted a new program this year known as the Hippo Hurl program. And it'll be coming soon to a seat near you. Stay tuned for further developments. We like to play a tune from one of Paul's albums. By the way, Paul has been playing for 26 years with the group Argon. And they have the dubious distinction of being the world's greatest jazz oboist. Thrilled to have him with us. We're going to play a really beautiful tune that Paul wrote on an album of his called Premonition, and this is called Rainland. Thanks a lot. I'd like to introduce a guy who came a long distance to play for you, all the way from the year 2050. I think it's true. He made his acts from parts of his time travel device, and I've never seen him eat anything but bananas and brown rice. He makes cool sounds, both smooth and rude. Won't you please welcome the future dude?
Thank you.
There's two balconies, aren't there? I just realized there's people even further up than... how about if the top... Let me hear something from the top balcony. Okay. How about the second, the lower balcony? How about the people on the bottom? You guys up there are definitely outnumbered. I sense a hippo hurl coming on. It's a long way. There once was a guy who played bass. He never played notes out of place. He'd slap and he'd thumb. Other bassists would bum, and they thought he was from outer space. Please welcome Victor Lamont Wooten.
thank you. I want to send that out to Bill Conklin, who made this bass for me. He's here somewhere. Happy birthday, Bill.
For those of you in the second balcony, that's an eight-string bass. We're going to finish up this first set with a piece that comes out of our trip. You might have noticed Future Man dedicated his solo piece there to Nelson Mandela in New South Africa. And we had a real privilege of taking a trip over there in October of last year, and got real inspired by some of the music that we've heard, and wrote a little tune entitled New South Africa. We'll attempt some of those South African grooves. And then we'll take a little break and be back real soon. This is New South Africa.
Thank you.
And now for something completely different.
Thank you.
You may have noticed that we have embarked on an acoustic set here, simply because we hear it's been a really good thing for some people lately. This is a six-string banjo that I got from the Deering Banjo Company, and we were on a long trip across Canada in a bus and wrote a tune with Sam Bush, and it's called Shoobies Doobie. I have to ask Sam about the title. scratches are hard to tune. Have you ever noticed? I'd like to do a tune that we just actually did the first time a couple of days ago. Also, this tune I wrote this with a friend of mine named Tony Trishka. He's a great banjo player. And it's called Surrender Dorothy. By the way, Future Man has a theory about the Wizard of Oz that I think he wanted to share with you guys.
Once upon a time, there was a yellow brick road in Mongolia. We landed in a Mongolia and they wore pointy toy boots, long coats like the Oreo, hats, same way, sashes. They had people that sang frog, like Froggy. We represent the lollipop kid. And it was very colorful, and I believe Oz was living in a yurt out there, but I'm not sure, but it's just a theory. Any more theories?
Did anybody see the movie Lost Boys? Now, you remember the grandfather, the father in the movie, the guy they went to stay with? Now, was he a vampire too? I mean, if you ever get a chance to watch this movie again, check it out, because he had to be a vampire, because he always wore glasses. He had all these stuffed animals around that he's probably sucked the blood out of. And yeah, he was maybe half vampire. Because he remember at the end of the movie he said there's all those vampires here. You know? Stuffed animal like a hippo. It's just a theory. Check out that movie.
Thank you, Victor. I'd just like to mention this tune has nothing to do with the Wizard of Oz. No, Victor, nothing to do with Lost Boys either. Mongolia. No, nothing to do with Mongolia either.
Thank you.
You guys want to do the hippo thing? I never could throw very good. Okay, let's do the hippo thing. I'd like to do something different with the hippo thing. First, we need to make the sound of the hippo's toenail scraping the pavement of the runway as he prepares for takeoff. Let's see, you folks on the bottom, let's maybe some finger snaps, like right about here. Do every other? It's good. Guys on the second, first balcony, you can do this. Guys on the other balcony, this. No, wait. Let's start over. Okay, keep your fingers on. Okay, just one clap, okay? Okay, keep it going. Any folks on the bottom without too much to do? The guys on the bottom? You do the male hippo. Here's the part. Ooh. Ladies? Right. Good job, folks, especially the guys with the tongue action there. I know you're...
There once was a guy we all know who was the star of the show. But according to his father, he drank too much New York water and wound up playing the banjo. I'm just a bass player. The big flat tone on the five-string banjos, the Jed Clampett of the 90s. I must say that it's pretty neat because this guy has brought the banjo on stage with such people as Chick Corea and Bruce Hornsby and Hootie and the Blowfish, Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, Branford Marsalis, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, Janis Joplin. But in all seriousness, he even played his banjo with the group Spinal Tap. That's true. It's true. Texas barbecue? You played with them too? Okay. On the five-string banjos, Mr. Baylor. Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to let you know about an album that's coming out in several weeks. It's a record we've been waiting for a long time. It's Victor Wooten's long-awaited solo bass album. And this album's called A Show of Hands. And we're going to do one of the tunes. We're going to finish up with a tune from that album that's called More Love. And we're going to start out with this tune and then kind of take it somewhere from there. And I want to tell you, it's been a real pleasure playing for you folks tonight. Thank you very, very much.
Ravi Shankar to me.
You agree? Paul, what you got to say about that?
On my TV show.
right, we're gonna pretend we're kids and sing now.
Hippo has been hurled. We thank you all for kindly dropping in. We'd like to also remind you you've been listening to Future Man on the Syntax Drumatar.
Thank you very much. I'd like to remind you that you've been listening to our very special guest tonight on all the wind instruments from the group Organ, Mr. Paul McCandless.
And on the many bases, Mr. Victor Lamont Wooten.
Thank you very much. And the big Fleck Tone himself. In this corner, Mr. Baylor Fleck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take it easy. Thank you.